Ronnie Lake.
William Shatner, how are you, sir?
So good, and I'm so glad to talk to you.
Well, let's do it. Tell me about the show.
The show is the Wrath of Khan movie made some years ago that was very successful, arguably the most successful of the Star Trek movies. So we play that on the large screen and big sound, and that's good fun to see it in all its largesse. And then I'll come out and that evening with Brad Paisley, who's a dear friend of mine, and the two of us will sit on stage and answer questions and tell stories for over an hour. And combined with the film and Brad and I, it's going to be a lovely evening in the theater. And I, of course, invite you to come, but your audience will be enormously satisfied of having paid for their ticket and come there.
We gave away quite a few tickets to the show this past week, and the response was overwhelming. So much interest in the show.
That's wonderful. Now we've got to sell some tickets.
All right, let's do it. So folks can ask you any questions they want to?
Absolutely. That doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to answer them. What did you do last night? I'm not going to tell them.
Absolutely not.
Unless I crawled into bed and assumed the fetal position.
Well, or hooked up your SoClean machine, right?
All right. Well, let's not use the word hooked up.
How did you get cast in the whole Star Trek thing back in the 60s?
I had been busy on Broadway and in television. And I was, excuse me, early morning here. I was doing quite well as my career went along. So the Hollywood, and I had done several movies and things, so Hollywood knew me, and so did the producers at Star Trek. So when they made a pilot film of Star Trek with another actor, the network, NBC, didn't want to buy it, but said it was such a good idea they should make another pilot. I've never heard of that before or since. So they decided to make a second pilot of Star Trek, and they needed to recast it. And that's when they got a hold of me and asked me if I would play the captain. And I was in New York, and I came to Los Angeles to see the pilot, and I thought it was terrific and agreed to do it. I had some suggestions along with everybody else, and we redid it, and it sold, and that became Star Trek.
And it ran for, what, 2 or 3 years and then went into syndication?
My version ran for 3 years, and you and I are talking some 55 years later.
Right. And then in the 70s, it came back in syndication, and that's when it was really cemented for a whole new generation.
That's my understanding, that as a result of the syndication, and people got to see it, and it caught the imagination of the audience, it became popular, and then, as I have said, even on stage, Star Wars hit, and Paramount said, "What have we got?" And somebody suggested Star Trek, so then we started making movies of Star Trek, and that begat other series of Star Trek, and this whole universe has transpired as a result of, as a result of the success of this movie, of The Wrath of Khan.
How many of the movies were you in?
Six or seven of them.
Six or seven.
I think six, and somebody says seven, so I'm not sure.
Now, didn't you direct one or two?
I did direct one. Arguably, again, the best of all the Star Trek movies.
And which one was that?
Which one was mine?
Yes, sir.
What did I call it? Kathleen.
Was it The Final Frontier?
The Final Frontier. I got it. The Final Frontier was my movie, and my wife thinks it's the best movie, so I quote her a lot.
Well, you should always quote your wife, right?
Right, for several reasons.
That's exactly right. Let's leave Star Trek for just a moment. I want to talk about, you've done so many television shows, and you've been stellar in all of them, but, you know, one of my favorites was Boston Legal.
I love doing Boston Legal.
That was it appeared to be so much fun. Any fun stories you can tell us about shooting Boston Legal?
Well, it was a marvelously conceived legal thing by David E. Kelly, who wrote it beautifully. Story, I guess, I'm sitting at a breakfast meeting with him, and he says, I've written this part for you. And I said, that's great. And he said, you know, he may be a little senile. And I said, well, I can play that. And he laughed.
Oh,
as you did.
As I did, that's right. Well, it was a great show, and I enjoyed it week over week, and actually used to sit down with you and Spader at the end of the show and share a libation. So it was great fun for me, too.
It was great fun for me, too, and he's a great guy, Spader. So we had fun on the show. If it weren't for the long commute, I live, I guess, in the northern part of the city, and the studio was in the southern part mm-hmm. of the studio. If there were no traffic, which is not a possibility here in Los Angeles, but at times early in the morning when there wasn't any traffic, it would take me 45 minutes commute by car. When there was traffic, it could go 2 hours.
Oh, my.
So I would most frequently have a two-hour commute to the studio there, and then when I finished about 8 o'clock in the evening, it was still rush hour, people getting back. So I'd have a two-hour commute back. So at the end of 5 years, I was not unhappy that I didn't have that commute.
Well, again, it was a great show. Let me ask you, you mentioned earlier that you and Brad Paisley were fast friends. How did you meet Brad Paisley?
Well, as I remember it, he was in Los Angeles promoting probably an album, and I live in Los Angeles, and I was promoting something or other. And we met at a country music station, and the host of the show, who had invited both of us to come on, and I was either early or late, Brad was either early or late, stood around and talked for a while, and that begat a friendship that has gone on for many, many years. I feel very close to Brad and his family, as he does with me, and over the years we've been in each other's company quite a bit, more so than probably anybody in the show business that I know. But in any case, a lovely relationship between his family and mine. And he's been kind enough to agree to be like the host on stage, just for the fun of it, to have some fun with me. And I'm sure that the audience will love it. He's amusing. He's interesting. He's so talented, I'm looking forward to being on stage with him.
Well, it should be a great night. This February the 12th, it's at our War Memorial Auditorium.
And
people can buy tickets at WMARocks.com. That's WMARocks.com. Get your tickets before they sell out, because there's a lot of interest in this show. A conversation with William Shatner, moderated by Brad Paisley. Mr. Shatner.
And this wonderful movie, and a great evening in the theater. And there are some tickets available, so come on in and let's have some fun together.
All right.
That goes for you too, Ronnie Lake.
I plan to be there.
Take care. I look forward to seeing you.
Okay. You too, sir. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.